Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You, and I want to welcome you back to my podcast today. Today, I'm going to ask you a question. Is your home making you sick? Let's take a look at our homes. Because you are the gatekeeper of everything that comes through your door. Are you bringing in products, trusted brand name products, maybe, that might be making you sick? Did you know that in the United States, over 70,000 different chemicals have been produced, yet only 10 are regulated by the FDA? Most of those 70,000 chemicals are known to be harmful to your health. And that doesn't even take into consideration what happens when you mix two of those chemicals together and you create a whole new concoction or a new blend of chemicals? Did you know that the average woman applies 80 of those chemicals to her body before she even has breakfast every day? Friends, you might be poisoning yourself before you even have your morning smoothie. Now, by poisoning, I mean it's kind of like giving yourself a slow drip of harmful ingredients every day that you don't realize might be causing unwanted consequences to your health. Some of those consequences might be skin irritations, rashes, eczema, respiratory challenges like stuffiness, itchy eyes, cough, allergies, asthma, depression, behavioral issues, hormonal imbalances, inflammatory diseases, growth and developmental issues, organ toxicity, DNA malfunctions, birth defects, neurological disorders, mental fatigue, mood imbalances, headaches, and there are more. So what am I saying to you today? I'm saying that there is an extremely high number of unregulated chemicals that might be in the products you have in your home. I'll even go so far as to say that probably are in those products you have in your home. Products that you trust, because maybe your grandmother used them or your mom. Or maybe their labeling leads you to believe that they're totally safe. You might see words on the labels like antibacterial, natural, even organic. Now, in my next podcast, I'll be talking about organic and what that really means. So be sure to tune in for that. I'm also saying to you that those products that you're bringing into your home, totally unaware, might be making you and your loved ones sick. And I'm also asking you, how would you know? Well, let's talk about six what I call heavy hitters that are often found in brand name cleaners, personal care products, products that you put on that are specifically for babies, oral care products, skin care products, hair care products, toys, foods, beverages, even products that are supposed to clean and purify the air in your home. So, let's talk about those six things very briefly here. The first one is triclosan. Anything that has the label or the word antibacterial on the label should be suspect. Look on the ingredients and see if you see triclosan. Triclosan was banned by the United States from being added to soaps back in 2016, but it's still found in many, many products that you have in your home today. The second one is parabens. Parabens are used as a preservative and a germicide. They are banned in Sweden and Japan. Number three heavy hitter is phthalates. Now I'll spell that one for you because it's a little tricky. It's P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. Phthalates. The P-H is silent. Phthalates are used to keep things soft and pliable, like building materials, toys that your children and your pets play with, and containers that you store your food in. Phthalates have been banned in Europe. Number four is sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS. SLS makes your personal care products lather up. We've come to believe that when there's lots of soapy lather, we're getting cleaner. Instead, we may be getting poisoned. Sodium lauryl sulfate is also used to degrease engines and floors. That's pretty tough stuff. Do you want that on your in your hair, on your scalp, and on your skin? And it too has been banned in Europe and Canada. Number five is propylene glycol. Propylene glycol is the key ingredient in antifreeze. Folks, they use it to de-ice airplane wings. And it's found in so many products in your home. Cleaners, shampoos, lotions, deodorants, vitamins, food, drinks, toothpaste. Do you really want to, do you need to de-ice your skin? No. Propylene glycol has been banned in Europe and Canada. Do you see a pattern here? And the last one, number six, is synthetic fragrance. Synthetic fragrances are everywhere. They're found in candles, perfumes, air fresheners, cosmetics, cleaning products, the toys that your children and your pets play with, packaging, and much more. Synthetic fragrances may be as harmful to us as secondhand smoke or more. Companies don't even have to disclose the synthetic fragrances on the ingredient labels. So what should you do? First, I encourage everyone to read labels. Choose never to bring another product into your home that contains any of these six ingredients: triclosan, parabens, phthalates, sodium lauryl sulfate, or SLS, propylene glycol, synthetic fragrances. Those are the six heavy hitters. There are more, but if you start there, you will start protecting your family, and you will by eliminating these six ingredients that are known to be harmful to your health. You can also go to a website, EWG.org, and that's the Environmental Working Group website. You can look up any ingredient, almost any product, particularly if you don't recognize the ingredient, but try looking up some ingredients that you do recognize and find out what they really do to us. I hope this information has been eye-opening. It's pretty important to your health. If you would like more information, including a link to my class on how to make your home a healthier haven for everyone who enters, go to my Facebook business page, Time, T-H-Y-M-E, 4, F-O-R-U-Y-O-U, dash Sharon and Bill Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, and leave a comment. Give me your email address, and I'll email you the link to my class. You are the gatekeeper of everything that you allow to come into your home. Your home should be a haven. It should not be a health hazard. That's all I have for today. Tune in tomorrow for my discussion about organic and what it really means. Until then, always remember to take time for you.